A new rule from the Environmental Protection Agency requires Arizona to cut carbon dioxide emissions by 52% from 2005 levels by 2030. But Henry Darwin, director of the State Department of Environmental Quality, said a 2010 law specifically bars his agency from adopting any regulation of greenhouse gases. He said lawmakers need to rescind those restrictions.
Because if we don't implement a rule, we don't adopt a rule, we don't submit a plan to EPA, EPA will be left with no other choice, don't have the express authority to develop a plan for Arizona without stakeholder input. And none of us want that.
Darwin told members of the House Committee on Energy, Environment, and Natural Resources his agency is weighing a legal challenge to the EPA action.
But the fact of the matter is, and I'll be honest, states and industry have not been very successful as of late in challenging EPA's ability to regulate greenhouse gases. So I don't hold a lot of hope for a challenge of EPA's proposed rule.
The 2010 law was enacted to overturn prior rules pushed through by then-Governor Janet Napolitano to require that new cars and trucks sold in Arizona be more fuel efficient. Darwin said Napolitano is long gone and the restrictions on his agency are no longer appropriate. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.